Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Time to go to the Lord. In the United States of America, the Gentiles terrorize black people. They oppress black people. They tyrannize black people. When it comes to the captives, the people of the Lord, the government of the United States of America is cruel. It is a government that is unjust, oppressive, and tyrannical. In the United States of America, everyone is not treated equally under the law. The Gentiles are treated one way, the black people, the people of the Lord, another. It is clear by the actions of the Gentiles in America that America's Gentiles still hate the people of the Lord. They still hate the Lord. Look at Psalm 106, verse 41. It says, concerning the people of the Lord, the black people, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. And they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. The statement at hand here is, he gave them, no, it is, they that rule, they that hated them, rule over them. Who are the haters? The haters here are the Gentiles, alias white people. Question: do the haters still hate the black people they have rule over? Answer: it is very clear by all the things I have shown you before that the Gentiles, alias white people, still hate the people of the Lord. They still hate the Lord. Every time they, the Gentiles, have a chance to do us evil or harm, they do it. The Gentiles are committed to evil. They are committed to treating black people, the people of the Lord, evil. They are committed to hating black people. In addition, the United States government still allows groups like the KKK to exist, and we know its history. Why in the world would America allow groups like the KKK to exist within its borders? Answer: America allows groups like the KKK to exist within its borders because the government of America is itself a racist government. My conclusion on the question of hate: having considered these things, the Gentiles giving my people a false faith, the Gentiles withholding the knowledge of God, the Gentiles deceiving my people, the Gentiles oppression of my people, the Gentiles tyrannical rule over my people, the Gentiles scattering of my people, the Gentiles robbery of God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, the Gentiles camouflaging my people to pass as citizens of a country that is not their own, the Gentiles secretly holding my people in captivity in perpetuity, I am compelled by the facts to report to you that the Gentiles, the children of your captors, hate you, and they hate your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and they show it in a very clear and convincing way. With regard to the above nine things, I have before shown them to you, and I have shown you all things, so that it is not necessary that I go over them again. To keep up with the things I have taught on, do visit Lawmaster Archives. Get the complete teaching. I urge you to not only visit Lawmaster Archives, but make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Romans 1:19 says, God has showed it to them. What has the Lord Tommy L. Hart showed to you? Answer: I, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, have showed you all things. Listen, Acts 20, verse 35 says, I have showed you all things. Mark that statement in Acts 20, 35 as fulfilled by the Lord Tommy L. Hart. To Lawmaster Archives and find All Things. Look for All Things in the title. I have showed you all things. Other things I, the Lord, have showed you are given in the above list of nine things. I have showed you the false faith given to you, my people, black people, by your captors, the Gentiles. I have showed you how that your captors have deceived you. I have showed you the knowledge of God. I have showed you the evil of Christianity. I have showed you that the Gentiles are liars. I have showed you that all Christian ministers are liars. I have showed you the name of the Lord God, the Bible's Lord God. I have showed you things that are false. I have showed you things that are true. I have showed you that you are the people of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. I have showed you that you are in a state of captivity. I have showed you the way out of captivity. Obviously, I have showed you many things that really there is no need to show you more. Romans 1:19 again says, God hath showed it to them. Mark that statement as fulfilled and true. But what does the "it" in the statement refer to in the Romans 1:19 statement? Great question. The "it" can refer to any one of the things from the list of things I have showed you. You pick any one of them and put it in your notes with respect to the Romans 1:19 statement. The first statement in Psalm 1:19, verse 1:26, spoke some time ago to me, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, saying, "It is time for thee, Lord, to work." And the last statement in John 9, verse 4, says about the Lord Tommy L. Hart. It says, "No man can work." The AVB's nickname for the Lord is No Man. Both statements, Psalm 1:19 and 1:26, and John 9, verse 4, serve as a license for the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, to work, so that the Lord's work is legal. Psalm 1:19, verse 1:26, "It is time for thee, Lord, to work, and that I have done." I have spent over 40 years analyzing the content of the AVB. On Blog Talk Radio, I've been there 4-plus years. I have about 300 Lawmaster episodes to date and over 1,100 tweets in the last 9 months. Yes, I have worked. Mark the Psalm 1:19, verse 1:26 statement as fulfilled by the Lord Tommy L. Hart, and add this note: the Lord Tommy L. Hart has done the works. He has done the works the AVB ascribes to the Lord God. This is very important. As for John 9, verse 4, which says, no man can work, put this statement down in your notes. No man, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, has worked. He has done the works the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, ascribes to the Lord God. Question, what works has the Lord Tommy L. Hart done? Answer, go back in the episode to the times I spoke of things I have done, this particular episode. Each thing I pointed out that I have done is a work. It is a work ascribed to the Lord God. I have done the works ascribed to the Bible's, the AVB's, Lord God. The works I do show that I am indeed the AVB's, Lord God. The proof is in the works. Now that the Lord Tommy L. Hart has done his work, what is next? Based on Exodus 18:20, it is my duty to show my people the work they must do. The question, what is next? Answer, what is next is indicated in Hosea 10, verse 12, which says, it is time to seek the Lord. What does that statement mean? Answer, the Hosea 10:12 statement means that Psalm 111, verse 6, he has showed his people his works. Psalm 111, 2 through 4 says, and I'm turning to it now, it says, the works of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, are great. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. All things have been performed. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has come as predicted. He has made himself known, and as a result, you can now seek him. You can go to him because you now, based on the intelligence he has provided, know who he is. You know who the Lord God is. The Hosea 10:12 statement means that it is now time for you, the person of the Lord, the people of the Lord, to work. It is time to seek the Lord, your God, that is, go to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. To go to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a work for the people of God to perform. To seek the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a work ascribed to the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. In conclusion, so, it is time for my people, which are held in captivity, to work. It is time for my people to do that commanded in Isaiah 55, verse 6, which says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let me break that down. Seek, go to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, while he is alive and approachable. Call upon, that is, visit, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, while he is here and alive on planet Earth. Now that the Lord Tommy L. Hart has done his work, this is a time now of seeking and calling upon the Lord Tommy L. Hart. All right, there is more, but I will cut off here. So then, Genesis 4, verse 26 says, then began men to call on or visit for a short time the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. I say that again. Genesis 4, 26 says, then began men to call upon the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. So, it is time for you to work. It is time for you to seek the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. It is now time for you to call upon the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. It is time for you to call upon the Lord, your Lord, that is, Tommy L. Hart. It is time to seek the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Visit me on Twitter, #TommyLHart. Also, remember, do not forget to visit Lawmaster Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Join me next time as the judgment continues.